Hi, and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. Today is the 16th of November, and I am your host, Raven, a.k.a. Jonathan Reinhardt. We have a big show for you today, mainly because we haven't been doing a show for a little while, and I'll be talking about that within the podcast. But a couple highlights are we're going to be talking about the winners from the Mini Painters Contest. We're going to be giving a sneak peek from Battlefield Evolution by Mongoose Publishing. We'll be talking about new releases and updates for Warhammer Fantasy by Games Workshop, and we'll also be talking a little bit about Sid Meier's Railroads for the PC. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after our theme song. So we're back, and as I had said today, you know, it was Thursday, it's a nice day out, and I'm actually recording this podcast a little later than usual. It's after 9:30, and that's Eastern time, and I know it's kind of late, and we will definitely get this podcast up before the day's over, but I just want to briefly tell you why we didn't have any podcasts recently. If you had paid attention to our blog, which is located on our website at wargamingforums.com, you would notice that over on, I think it was the 5th of November, I put up an article called No Podcasts, No Radio, No Blogging, What Gives? And that kind of talked about why I have been absent, why we haven't had a podcast, I haven't been doing radio or anything. And it explained it. I will, you know, in case you haven't read it, I will explain it to you a little bit. Before I do want to mention that this is the first time that we're recording our podcast live and broadcasting it live. What that means is people who are listening to the CWF Gamecast radio station will be listening to the podcast as it is recorded. So that differs from the finalized version, because the finalized version has music and everything input, whereas when it gets recorded, I input, you know, pauses and breaks and so forth that you don't hear in the final version because I record over them with the music and theme songs and everything. So if you listen into the radio station, you're going to get a unique treat and behind-the-scenes view, and if you're not, you just heard this little bit because I wanted to let everyone know what was going on. So back to my brief absence. I had been involved with a political campaign for a candidate who was running for governor here in the state of Massachusetts. That took up a lot of time in addition to my other activities. I'm a politically involved person. I'm also heavily involved with my community and children's organizations and political activeness and so forth. So that took up a lot of time, and when the elections were held and the results were tallied and stuff, I was done. My candidate did not win. In fact, every single candidate for any level of government that I had supported lost. So maybe, you know, if you're running for an office, you might not want me supporting you, because it seems that I've only ever managed to support myself and win. Anyway, as I said, you know, that's why I wasn't around, and I do apologize for that, and I promise that we will be around. However, we might be taking a break during Thanksgiving week, which is coming up next week. It's actually next Thursday, so I don't believe we'll be podcasting then, and we might not be podcasting next Sunday. That one I have to see about. I have some family coming from out of state who I haven't seen in over 20 years, so they'll be staying here with me. I want to do a lot of catching up and, you know, just kind of say hi and see what's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on in the family, so it'd be great to spend time with them. But back to the podcast, because you guys don't care about my family. You want to know what's going on in the world of gaming, and I don't blame you. We're going to be talking about today, as I said, the winners from the Mini Painters Contest. And we've been covering that extensively. It seems like every time I put up a podcast, I was like, oh, look, Mini Painters Contest. You guys got to go vote. Or, I really like this entry. You have to vote for that because we want that to win. Or, well, it's over, and this is who I think's going to win, but I don't know. Or, it should be this one because they had the most votes, but there's no official answer. And, well, I'll get back to you. Or, we're waiting to find out who the official winner is, and so forth and so forth. Well, we know who the official winners are, and we'll be talking about them. Also, we broke the story a while back on a brand new game by Mongoose Publishing called Battlefield Evolution. We have some new releases slash sneak peeks for that. We also have some updates and new releases slash sneak peeks for Warhammer Fantasy. And we'll be talking a little bit, sort of a pseudo-review of Sid Meier's Railroads for the PC. But first, bringing back a section that we've done a little segment on before that went well, and we want you all to listen to it, and we think you like it. It's called Music to Game By, and in the past few weeks that we had been doing podcasts, we basically just said, hey, check out our radio, CWF Gamecast Radio. Said there's a link to it in our show notes. Well, we're doing that today, too. There is a link in our show notes. We do have the CWF Gamecast Radio. We do have a schedule up for when we do it, and you can listen to music. We play a lot of rock and gaming music and 80s music and, you know, old podcasts and so forth. But we actually have some music for you today. The song is called Persephone. It's by Ethereal, and it's a piece of Podsafe music. The artist actually emailed me a while back asking me to play this particular song. She has an album coming out, I believe, next year, she said. And so we're going to, you know, go ahead and play it. I listened to the song. I enjoyed it. It's kind of techno-electronic sort of thing. And as you know, we're a friend of electronic music. Our theme song is Zombie by Devin Anderson, which is an electronic song. So we thought you might like it. And at this point, we're going to break for Music to Game By. You're going to be listening to Persephone by Ethereal.
Thank you.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed Persephone by Ethereal. And at this point in time, I want to mention that you can find us on the World Wide Web by going to www.wargamingforums.com. That's a website where we have our blog. We post articles up there. You can get links to all our old articles. You can find out when we do our podcast and when we have a radio up. You can contact us. And more importantly, you can get our show notes. And our show notes go more in depth than what we do in the show. They provide links to articles and websites and so forth. I might just say, hey, there's a new game out by company XYZ. And instead of me going into a ton of depth of it, which would take, you know, many minutes, I'll say, hey, there's this thing. Check out the show notes. Or you could just go yourself and you say, hey, look, there's a link to company XYZ in their game. We're going to go and read up on it because it's kind of cool. And who knows, it might be talked about again on the CWF Gamecast podcast. So we do that sort of thing. And you'll know that in today's show, which is a little longer than usual, some of the things we just have links to other entries. We talk about them, of course, but there's just links. And one of the things that we have links to is our sponsor. It is achohosting.com. Think nacho without the end, where web hosting starts at just $3.55 a month. We encourage you to go and sign up with them now because they are going to be upping their prices shortly. However, if you are an existing customer before that happens, you will be locked into the price you signed up at, so no worries there. We want to say that Azure Hosting is a great company. I know because I am the sales manager there, and also because they have an incredible uptime. I believe they're almost at like 99.99% uptime, which is independently verified. They have great hosting plans. They have a ton of space, incredible tech support. I could go on and on, but one thing I do want to say is they're starting to put up Shoutcast plans. And what Shoutcast hosting is, it allows you to have your own internet radio station. The Shoutcast hosting plans are still being worked on. We'll have finalized versions coming soon. But we do want you to go to achohosting.com because they will be put up there soon. So remember, achohosting.com. It's your one stop for all your hosting needs. In today's show, we're going to be talking about the Mini Painters winners. Mini Painters winners. Wow, say that fast. Anyway, over at minipainters.com, they had our painting contest not too long ago. Actually, it was probably a month or so ago. And it was contest number 3. And they had a bunch of entries and invited everyone to vote for them. They wanted you to vote for all of the entries on a scale of 1 to 10. You got to vote for each one, which one you liked the best. And there was one particular entry that we loved. It was an incredible entry of a High Elf Lord. And it was just so incredible. It was non-metal metal. And the painting was superb. It was one of the best and most nicely painted models I've seen in a long time. It was kind of interesting in that this model, which I had encouraged you all to vote for and to make a winner, was also a runner-up in the Golden Demon competition for Games Day UK. And I have seen it elsewhere as, you know, it hasn't won anything, but as a runner-up. However, we can proudly announce that MiniPainters.com has declared the High Elf Lord model by Broken Blade as the first place winner in the main contest. As you may know, the first place winner got a slew of great prizes. We talked about them in a previous podcast, so I'm not going to go into depth over the prizes, but I do just want to say that the prizes were incredible and you know, check out our archive to find out what the prizes were, because they were just great. And congratulations to you, Broken Blade. You definitely deserve to win. Second place is Targus, a Balor champion by Armies de Jehen. And I apologize if I totally brutalized your name, but it was that kind of squat looking heavily armored warrior with the helmet and the horns. It is all like gold with a reddish cape and like a fur look, and that was actually pretty cool. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I knew it was going to place well. Third place was a Hordes Trollblood Warpack, and Hordes is the new game by Privateer Press, the people who make War Machine. And that was by Spook Talker. Spook Talker did a great job with the blending and just the overall painting of the models. And then in addition to first, second, and third place, many painters win the contest also had two other prizes. One was called the Random Prize, and one was called Best Base. And Best Base, it went to an entry called the Spirit of Spring, which is kind of like a happy-looking model that was painted green with like golden wings. It was kind of quartered, so to speak. It was very, very nice, and it got 60 votes with a rating of 7.2 out of 10 overall. And the base was incredible. It was this mountain that was made with like these cloud type things around it, and the model was sitting on the cloud. It was just incredible. Definitely wonderful. It absolutely deserved to win. And it was painted and created by MTV. So we want to give a big congratulations to MTV for the work on this entry. And then lastly was the Random Prize. And the Random Prize is basically, they take all the entries and they write their names on pieces of paper and they put them like into a hat or whatever, and then they pull one out, and whatever one they pull out wins the Random Prize. So the Random Prize went to the Voracious Warrior entry by Grendel, and it was a really nice model, a lot of skin. They painted it very well, and just want to congratulate them too. To those who didn't win, I want to say that, you know, you did a good job, and, you know, try next year. It was great, great work. And also just want to say that apparently the first place winner, the High Elf Lord, Broken Blade, who painted it, is actually a member of the Mini Painters Contest, but since Broken Blade had entered the contest, Broken Blade was not involved with any of the judging. And I only mention that because in our show notes, you can find a link to the Mini Painters Contest winners announced thread on minipainters.com. And they mentioned it there. It's a disclosure, and don't want anyone to think that anything untoward was happening, because Mini Painters is a great website, and, you know, they have a lot of integrity. So two thumbs up to Mini Painters for this contest. You did a great job. Moving on, in our show, we have lots of things to discuss. What we're going to talk about now is Battlefield Evolution. There was some sneak peeks discussed, and we actually found out about them from Mini Painters. But if you head on over to the Mongoose Publishing website, they have a forum over there, message board, and that's where they tend to post all the sneak peeks. Wow, I really can't talk today. And they talk about the game Battlefield Evolution, and it's different from Starship Troopers Evolution because Battlefield Evolution is a modern day game. You have like the US Army and so forth fighting against like Europe and whatnot, whereas Starship Troopers Evolution is the bugs and the mobile infantry and so forth. And I know there was talk a while back about integrating them, but they're really not designed to be integrated. It would be very unbalanced to do that. So they are definitely two separate games. Battlefield Evolution, in there, they released photos of their models. Well, some of them anyway. There's, you know, camouflage. They look like British or American army troops. They have formies that they're setting up with the European Federation Task Force, the United States Marine Corps, the Middle Eastern Alliance, and the Chinese People's Liberation Army. We're linking you to the models. The camo are actually for the British Army Infantry Section of the European Federation Task Force, aka ETF, or EFTF rather. And they look really nice. They're pre-painted, pre-assembled models, and they're not that bad. The U.S. Marine Corps is kind of in a desert camo look, which they came out pretty good. The Middle Eastern armies are, I hate to say it, but they're ragheads. They're literally people dressed in, some in pants and some in just robes with turban-like things on their heads. I don't know the official name for them, but they're on there. And they're nice enough, but they're not my favorites. And then they have the Chinese warriors out, who they're not really that spectacular. I think the American models are the best ones there, not because I'm an American, but just because I think they did the best job on them. And they have the mobile infantry as a model for them. They just came up really, really nicely. We encourage you to go and check them out through the link on our show notes. I think the game's going to do decent, but Mongoose kind of hurt itself. Kind of kind of not a way to put it. They did hurt themselves when they created models that were subpar in quality, and when they pushed them, and then when they said, hey, you know, we're not going any new releases for 6 months while we retool everything after we made you wait 6 months for new releases. And then when they changed everything, they kind of angered a lot of people. The whole idea of pre-painted, pre-assembled models is kind of nice, but it's kind of a lot like, you know, collectible minis. Those things sell really well here in the U.S., so it might do well. I like what I'm seeing, but I haven't really seen much of the rules, so who knows. But they're definitely coming out. They're out there, and we want you to go and check them up. We're also going to be talking about Warhammer Fantasy sneak peeks and new releases. And this is actually from a foreign language website. It's called Citadella, I believe is how you would pronounce it. I think it's a play on Citadel. It's CYTADELA.PL. Anyway, they have photos up of the new Empire book boxes of the... Sorry. Boxes of the new Empire models, and the Pistoliers they have photos of. They have photos of the Empire State Troops and generals and so forth, warrior priests and everything. They just look kind of cool. One of the things they have up, which isn't even Empire at all, it looks like a limited edition Zinchian sorcerer. It's kind of really cool. And you can also find all of this up on the Games Workshop website. If we have a link to the UK one, because they get the releases quicker. But the models look really, really cool. They have Empire Outriders who have what look like small versions of like Hellblasters in the hands that they carry. They have the standard Pistoliers who look really cool. Not much change to the Empire General. Awesome. Both on foot and on horseback, he just looks really, really cool. There's other versions of Empire General, you know, Hammer for Sigmar and Lances and so forth. Which, to me, says that they're bringing back Lances, but who knows? And then they have, like, some concept sketches and stuff. It just looks really cool. If you play Empire, you gotta be psyched at the new plastics, because everything just looks really, really cool. It's a great new set of models to go with the great new edition. And... you know, if you haven't played Empire, maybe you want to start, because Empire is one of the most common armies to play for fantasy. I have an Empire army in the works. I have many armies in the works. But Empire is just kind of cool because there's so much you can do with it. I'm really interested in Empire models because my Empire army that I'm making is actually like the opposite of my Vampire Counts army. You know, Vampire Counts tend to battle a lot with the Bretonians, but also with the Empire. And so my Empire is based around a particular order of knights, and their whole existence is to fight vampires, in particular the vampires of Sylvania. And they fight against them, and they do border watches and stuff. And the new models will be great for conversions and stuff to show that. So I'm very, very psyched. The models will look really clean. The paint jobs look nice. I'd love to see some greens of the models and some unpainted versions, but we'll hopefully have that coming soon from some fan sites. Be sure to check out our show notes for the links to both the official GW website and to the fan site we listed, where they both have photos of the new releases for, for the Empire. Lastly for the show, we're going to be talking about Sid Meier's Railroads. And Sid Meier, as you may know, is one of the most famous game developers for computer games in the world. He's done everything from Civilization, Civ 2, all the way on to, you know, like Sim Golf. And now he's tackling a game he did a while back called Railroads. He's done a new version of it. And Railroads is a great game. The graphics are kind of cool. They seem kind of childlike almost at first, in that, you know, everything's really big. The trains are big, the cities and stuff are big, and I think he kind of did it, one, because he wanted to get back to, you know, what it's like to be a kid. You know, when you're a kid, you like trains. Some people never outgrow it, and some people do, but you just kind of like trains. It's cool, the big engine with the noise it makes, and pulling cars and stuff. And it kind of brings back that childlike quality. The game runs really well. It's really easy to play. The whole purpose, you know, is you lay tracks and you might have opponents. That's up to you or not. And if you do, you have to, like, buy them out or reach objectives, which you do by laying tracks through cities and locations where you transport people and mail and supplies. And then the game even goes a level higher because you can buy businesses in the different cities. Like, for example, say you are shipping wood from a logging location to a city, and maybe in that city you want to set up a newspaper. So you set up a newspaper there because it'll take the wood, and then you can create a paper mill. The paper mill will turn the wood into the paper, or so you're getting money from that, which will then give the paper right over to your newspaper, and you put in on newspapers, which you get money from that. So you get money from each step along the way, but you don't have to go that in depth. You really don't. You can just deliver stuff back and forth, and you can do very well. The game really excels with the laying of track. They made it very easy in that you start off the game with a train station in a city and a small segment of track and a train. You get the train engine, which you have to pay for. Or not at first, but you don't, when you buy new ones, you pay for them. And then you don't have to pay for the cars or anything. They just kind of know what you want. Whenever you want to add on track, there's a little icon. You click on it, then you click on the end of your track. And then you just go wherever on the map you want to go. You scroll across, and it'll find the best route for you from where your existing track is to where you want to go, and it'll calculate how much money it'll cost for you to build it. If you get enough, you left click again, you got your track, and it automatically will build tunnels or over hills or whatever. It tells you what the incline is, and it tells you about the turns and stuff. And that's really important because you want nice level or downhill straight track to have fast trains. If you have a lot of curves and turning or a lot of uphill segments, it's going to slow your trains down. You might not be able to carry as much. It'd take longer to get there, which means longer for you to get your money back. Also, it's kind of cool because, you know, if you need to go through a mountain with a tunnel, it'll do it for you. You don't need to do anything special. You know, building tunnels and things like that or overpasses get expensive, so you got to make sure you have extra money in there. But you don't need to worry about all the little things like that. The game looks great. It plays well. The only downside that I found to it is you really do need a lot of memory, and you need to have a really good processor. I tried playing it on my computer, and other games that have the same required memory and stuff that work on my computer, this one wouldn't do it. This game has minimum system requirements of a 1.4 gig Intel Pentium 4 or AMD Athlon processor, 512 megabytes of RAM, plus a CD-ROM drive. You got to have a 64 meg video card, like a GeForce 3 or a Radeon 8500, plus 1.7 gigs of free hard space, and, you know, a DirectX 7 compatible sound card. But the recommended system requirements, and this is what I strongly suggest that you have before you even consider playing this game, are a 2.0 gigahertz Intel Pentium 4 AMD Athlon processor, 1 gig of RAM, 128 megabyte video card, with pixel shaded 2.0 support, like a Radeon X800 or GeForce 6800, plus 1.7 gigabytes of hard drive, DirectX 9.0C, the CD-ROM, and DirectX 7 compatible sound card. So it really uses up a lot of resources, uses up a lot of RAM. I tried it on another computer that has the minimum system requirements of, you know, 512 RAM and everything, and it plays, but it chugs along, and that's no pun intended. If you have one or two other opponents, it takes forever for you to do anything. It is so slow to the point of making the game not enjoyable. Definitely make sure you have plenty of RAM before you play this game, or you'll end up saying, why did I even get it? I paid $39.99 for it at Best Buy. The game's great. It's definitely worth every cent that I spent. You can win, you know, like I said, from those industries and factories you build, from transporting stuff. You can personalize your trains, but you can also win by the stock market. You can buy stock in your train company and in the other train companies, and whenever the stock goes up, you get money and you can sell it off. You can also win by buying out your opponents, by buying all of their stock, and that forces them out, and you can either gain control of the company by incorporating it into your own, which means you get control of the tracks and the trains and everything, or sell it off. So there's a bunch of different methods. And one last thing I want to mention is when you play the game, you can only run your trains on your own track, which means, you know, if you're playing against opponents and they have great layouts for their tracks, you're forced to build around them, which means longer times for your longer tracks, or over them, or through areas that would cost you a lot more money to lay track. So it's really important to lay down track early when possible to the best spots. You want to go to the big cities, and depending on the map you play, depends on where you want to go. Obviously, if you play in the Northeast, you want like a DC to New York line. Chances are you're not going to start out anywhere on the DC to New York line where you would build, but that's where you want to go. So you want to make sure you get there as fast as possible and run trains on there. You're going to need to run double tracks a lot, and you're going to need to split trains off to make sure that your trains can go all the time, because there's only one train on one segment of track at any given time. That's about it for our review on this. We suggest that you check out IGN.com because they have a more in-depth review of the game. And also we suggest that you go to the Sid Meier's Railroads official site. You can find links to both of these in our show notes. That just about does it for today. It is now 10 o'clock, and you know, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank you for your patience in today's long show and your understanding for why we're not around doing shows for a while. It was a week or so. And I just want to say that we appreciate you. We hope that you have enjoyed today's show. We hope that you liked it. And we want to say that, you know, as always, we appreciate your feedback. If you feel like sending some in, we would love to hear it. And oftentimes, we'll use your feedback in the show. You can find out how to do it on our Contact Us page. Head on over to our show notes at wargamingforums.com. That's our website, has all updates and show notes. And under today's show, in number 11, you'll see a link to our Contact Us page. Or if top right of our website, there's a segment called Pages. Click on Contact Raven and Ingrid, and you can find out how to contact me. As I said, that does it. We'll be doing our next podcast on November 19th, 2006, which is this coming Sunday. Just stay tuned to our website and also to our internet radio station, the CWF Gamecast Radio. Thank you. Keep on gaming. Have a good night.